بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين، وبعد، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Have we been requested to come together to discuss from the book or the related topic of the title of the book, Sins and Their Punishments. And this particular topic is a topic that can't be spoken about enough. Although, when we hear the topic of sins, in many cases, wallahu musta'an, it goes into the right ear and out of the left ear. Many times, unfortunately, the topic of sins only lasts until the speakers walk away. So our brother, walillahi alhamd, has gathered us together to talk about the sins and their punishments. So perhaps we will remember the issue of sins because it is connected to something that will remind us, which is their punishments. As our brother, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Abu Maryam Abdul Alim, he mentioned about the excellence of one thing and people having ghafla, neglectfulness and forgetfulness, and another thing, but will remember it because of the status of the other thing. So we remember Ramadan and see the status of Sha'ban because of Ramadan. Likewise, inshallah, we will remember sins because of their punishments. Inshallah. We have a narration that is collected by Al-Imam Ibn Majah, rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his Sunan, that is graded Hadith Hasan by our noble Shaykh and scholar, the Muhaddith of our time, Muhammad ibn Nuh al-Najati, rahimahullah. And in this collection of Ibn Majah, it is in the book of Al-Fitn, under the chapter of Al-Uqubat. It is in the book of Trials and Tribulations and Civil Strife, or any other variety of synonyms or words that fitna or fitn, which is the plural of fitna, can be used under the chapter of Al-Uqubat, which are punishments. This narration, of which we've said it is Hasan, it is a Hasan Hadith, عن عبد الله بن عمر, from Abdullah, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, رضي الله تعالى عنهما ورضاهما, قال أقبل علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا معشر المهاجرين. Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached us. Then he said, O party of immigrants, O party of muhajirin. The muhajirin are the people who immigrated as migrants from the city of Mecca to the prophetic city of Al-Madinah. Ya ma'ashar al-muhajirin, O party of immigrants, خَمْسٌ إِذَا بَتُلِيتُمْ بِهِنَّ وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَن تُدْرِكُوهُنَّ. He says there are five things, that if you are tested by those five things, I seek refuge with Allah that they reach you. I seek refuge with Allah that you be affected by them. Five things. So listen closely. We're talking about sins, zunub, and the uqubat. Sins and the punishments. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to enumerate, without mentioning the number of them, those five things. He said, لَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ قَطُّ حَتَّى يُعْلِنُوا بِهَا إِلَّا فَشَى فِيهِمُ الطَّاعُونَ وَالْأَوْجَاعُ الَّتِي لَمْ تَكُنْ مَضَتْ فِي أَسْلَافِهِمُ الَّذِينَ مَضَوْا. The Al-Fahisha, and Al-Fahisha here means zina. It means adultery and fornication. When we hear the word Al-Fahisha and the plural word of Al-Fahisha used in the Quran and the authentic Sunnah is Al-Fawahish. Al-Fawahish. The singular is Al-Fahisha. When we see or hear the word in the Quran, Al-Fahisha or Al-Fawahish, in many cases it means zina or sifah. It means adultery or fornication in the Quran and the Sunnah. But it also carries the meaning of other despicable, filthy, horrendous, abominable sexual acts. Like, for instance, a man being intimate with a woman and they are not married. He is not married to her, even though he is married or unmarried or has been married. She is not married to him, even though she is married or was married or never been married. This is adultery or fornication. And according to the Sharia, adultery is when a person, male or female, are married and they sleep with, and we understand what we mean by sleep. We all understand what we mean by sleep. They lie with between the four branches of a woman, or she allows a man to lie between her four branches, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called it, and they are married. Or they are not married and they were married. Either her husband died or his wife died and they're single, or she got a khula, or he divorced his wife and he's single. So adultery is just not as the Christians and the Jews and the other kuffar in the Western world deem or have the opinion of adultery, that a person commits illegal sexual acts with another person and they're presently married. No. In the Sharia, they could be single, but they were married. As for fornication, is when they have never been married. Nonetheless, it is a fahisha, and it is a punishment that is connected to it. And the punishment for adultery, unbeknownst to many of us, is not stoning to death or chopping off their head, but rather it is whipping the person 100 times, then stoning them to death, and or chopping off the head. As for the fornicator, then they are whipped 100 times. And they are sent out of that land for 1 year. Out of sight, out of mind. Al-Fahisha in this hadith means a zina. But also Al-Fahisha could also mean a man with a man. Or a woman with a woman. Or a man with a child. وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Or a woman with a child. وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. We seek refuge with Allah from this. And then shaitan will come because of the ghafla, the neglect. And because of the taking these things to be light matters. Shaitan will come to that person who may have said, yes, I will commit zina, no problem. I feel bad about it, no problem. but I'll never go to the children. Shaitan will come to that person, because the nature of a zina is that that person becomes reckless, and then they start following the khutuwat of a shaitan. And Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah, he said that the person that commits zina, there are many things that happen. They start becoming a liar. It can't be trusted, etc., etc. They don't keep their word. They don't keep their promises. They don't return the amanat, the trust back to the people who commit zina. So shaitan will come with his khutuwat. He will come with his footsteps. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Don't follow the footsteps of a shaitan, for surely he is to you and me and all of us a vowed, dedicated, committed, open enemy. He will come now, for that person is committing the zina, man with a woman, woman with a man. He'll say, no, now, you become relaxed with this. You become comfortable with this. Now go man to a man. Now go woman to a woman. Now go man to a child. Now go child to a woman to a child. Now go to the animals. وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah mentions this in his book, الدَّاءُ وَالدَّوَاءُ, or الْجَوَابُ الْكَافِي, as it is commonly called. He mentions this in his book, called The Illness and the Cure, under the section of Ityanul Baha'im, bestiality, that people go from one point of committing zina, then they go to children, then they go to animals. Don't say that you won't do it. Don't say that you won't do it, because it is reprehensible that you would commit zina in the first place. Don't say you won't do it, because you are setting yourself up. You follow the khutuwat of a shaitan committing that sin. So the person who commits the homosexual acts, and the person who commits the mufahaqa, the sihaq, the lesbianism that is rampant among the Muslim women, hatta salafiyat, that is rampant, then shaitan comes and whispers something else. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَقْتُلُوا الْفَاعِلْ وَالْمَفْعُولِ, kill the one on top, and the one on the bottom. Kill the one who's doing it, and the one who is being done to. Like those ignoramuses, those brothers in the prisons, who say, I'm not a homosexual, when they're doing this with those men. I'm not a homosexual, the other guy is. Both of you are homosexuals, according to the Sharia. Both of you are homosexuals. Even if you can bench press 600 pounds, you are a homo, and you are a criminal, and it's a heinous sin. فَقْتُلُوا الْفَاعِلْ وَالْمَفْعُولِ, kill the one on top and the one on the bottom. As for the person who goes to the animals, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has ordered us to kill that person and the animal too. And you can't even drink their milk if they are milk-producing animals. Haram, because of the heinous act. لَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ قَطْ. The الْفَاحِشَة will not ever appear in a people حَتَّى يُعْلِنُ بِهَا إِلَّا فَشَى فِيهِمُ الْطَاعُونَ وَالْأَوْجَاعُ الَّتِي لَمْ تَكُنْ مَضَتْ فِي أَسْلَافِهِمُ الَّذِينَ مَضَوْ. This fahisha, illegal sexual intercourse that we take so lightly, the sin of it. What is the punishment? His punishment in this life. What are some of the punishments of this fahisha? It will appear amongst the people to the point that they will start to do it out in the open. As one of my brothers in Islam, my dear friend, whose wife was coming in the house when I was living in East Orange, New Jersey. His wife was coming in with her bags. And right there in our building on the steps, right in front of the people walking in and out of the building, she witnessed two people committing zina on the steps in front of her. حَتَّى يُعْلِنُوا بِهَا, until it becomes done in the open. These things won't happen إِلَّا فَشَى فِيهِمُ الطَّاعُونَ وَالْأَوْجَعَ, until plague and pestilence will become widespread. It won't happen until that happens. That will be in a result. الَّتِي لَمْ تَكُنْ مَضَتْ فِي أَسْلَافِهِمُ الَّذِينَ مَضَوْا, and then diseases will become widespread as a result of that, that are aslaf, the plural word for salaf. Another proof that the word was used. Our aslaf, the pure plural word for salaf. Until diseases will come about that our forefathers never even heard of or experienced. Chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes, with all the different types of simplex running rampant among the men and the women of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. HIV, AIDS, and this hadith of Ibn Majah, rahimahullah, is until Yawm al-Qiyamah. So that means there's going to be something, wallahi, there's going to be something worse than AIDS. Because if the hadith says, if the hadith, and he, sadaqa Rasulullah, he speaks the truth, and he is as-sadiqun masduq, he is the one who is extremely truthful, never does a lie part between his lips come from his tongue. He is the one that has to be believed. If he said that our aslaf, our forefathers, never experienced it, then that means the people that come after us, listening to my voice, wallahu musta'an, we are going to be the salaf for them. So that means there are going to be diseases that are going to come after us, after we're dead and gone, that we never experienced, and the people who come after us, our khalaf, will experience. Because the Messenger of Allah said it. Don't think, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't think that this hadith just ends back there. No, there are going to be some more diseases. Only Allah knows what's going to happen as a result of al-zina, al-fahisha, al-fifah, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, bestiality, pedophilia, pederasty. Only Allah knows what's going to happen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continued talking about sins and their punishment and the results of them. وَلَمْ يَنْقُصُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ إِلَّا أُخِذُوا بِالسِّنِينَ وَشِدَّةِ الْمَؤُونَةِ وَجَوْرِ السُّلْطَانِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And the people will not continue to short people, to give people a short in weights and measurements, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will make them be overtaken by famine. وَشِدَّةُ الْمَؤُونَةِ وَجَوْرِ السُّلْطَانِ عَلَيْهِمْ, and harsh times, and corrupt, oppressive rulers being put over them. That's your punishment, because you like to put your finger on the scale when it's supposed to be 2 pounds, and you make it 2.25 pounds. When you measure something and you weigh something, you practice tatfif. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. Woe to the defrauders, that when they ask from the people, they ask for it in full. But when they return to the people that which they're supposed to get, they short them. They give them nuqsan. They decrease in it. It's a sin. And the punishment is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the people have a famine, will make them have hard times, will make them have a decrease in the things that they need, and He'll place over them a tyrannical, oppressive ruler. You want to get rid of that tyrannical, oppressive ruler over you? Stop shortchanging people, committing the sin, cheating the people in weights and measurement. sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went on, وَلَمْ يَمْنَعُوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ إِلَّا مُنِعُوا الْقَطَرُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. And the people who withhold their zakah. How many of you pay zakah? This is a question. How many of you even think about paying zakah? You can spend $180 for some FUBU. You can spend $200 for some Air Jordans. You can spend $160 for an overgarment from the UAE or the Kingdom. You can buy this and you can buy that. But when it comes to the end of the year and the nisab is ready, the portion is ready, you don't pay your zakat. لَمْ يَمْنَعُوا الزَّكَاةَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. They withhold the zakat of their wealth. It won't happen. They won't do it. إِلَّا مُنِعُ الْقَطَرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Except that the rain as a punishment will be withheld from the heavens. Allah will allow the heavens to keep back the rain. Why? It's because you don't pay zakat. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa radahu, he made war on the people who didn't pay the zakat and deemed it to not be obligatory after the demise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You hold back the zakat, Allah will withhold the rain. Do we need the rain? Of course we need the rain. We need the rain to cool off things. We need the rain to replenish the earth. We need the rain so that the vegetation can come forth, so we can eat our beans, so we can eat our rice, so we can eat our carrots. إِلَّا مُنِعُ الْقَطَرُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Except that the rain will be withheld from the heavens. Allah will let it come down. وَلَوْلَا الْبَهَائِمُ لَمْ يُمْطَرُوا. And if it wasn't for the animals, if it wasn't for the animals, not you, the human being, the crown of creation, if it wasn't for the cows, if it wasn't for the goats, if it wasn't for the sheep, if it wasn't for the camels, the rain would not come down at all. Simply because you commit the sin of withholding your zakat. وَلَمْ يَنْقُصُوا وَلَمْ يَنْقُضُوا عَهْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَهْدَ رَسُولِهِ إِلَّا سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ عَدُوًا مِنْ غَيْرِهِمْ. And they will not, number four, they will not violate the covenant and the contract of Allah and His Messenger, except that Allah will place over them an enemy from other than themselves, because we have enemies from the Muslims. We also have enemies from the Muslims, but Allah will place over the people who break their covenant and their contact with Allah and His Messenger, He will place over them an adu, an enemy, min ghayrihim, from amongst themselves. فَأَخَذُوا بَعْضَ مَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ. And they will take a portion of that which they have in their hands. So why were the Muslims oppressed by the Yahud, the Jews? Why has he taken the land of the Muslims? Why has the Jew taken this from the Muslims? Why in other places in the world have the Christians have their foot on the necks of the Muslims and taking portions of what the Muslims own? Because the Muslims have broken the contract with Allah and the covenant with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that which they have been commanded to connect and keep ratified. وَمَا لَمْ تَحْكُمْ أَئِمَّتُهُمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. And the leaders who don't judge by the book of Allah, وَيَتَخَيَّرُوا مِمَّا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ, and they don't choose in their decisions by that which Allah has revealed, إِلَّا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ بَأْسَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ, except that Allah will cause the Muslims to fight amongst themselves. This is a punishment for the sin of the leaders not judging by that which Allah has revealed and using the book of Allah when they judge. So we see, brothers and sisters, in Iman, O you who believe in Allah on the last day, we see that sins have a result. They have a result. They are punishments. And sins are so horrendous. The ulama of al-Islam, sins are so horrendous that the ulama of Islam, like Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that al-dhunub or al-ma'asi sababun lil-fasad, that sins or disobedient acts are the cause of corruption. It's a result. You commit sins, it causes corruption. He also says, al-dhunub, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, al-dhunub tuhdithu al-fasada fil ard, that sins changes or adulterates the earth. It causes corruption in the earth and can even change the creation. That is, can even change the physical appearance of physical objects. Sin can change the physical shape of an object. Sins. He says, وَمِنْ آثَارِ الذُّنُوبِ وَالْمَعَاصِي أَنَّهَا تُحْدِثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَنْوَاعٍ مِنَ الْفَسَادِ فِي الْمِيَّاهِ وَالْهَوَاءِ وَالزُّرُوعِ وَالثِّمَارِ وَالْمَسَاكِنِ. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. He says sins, from the effects of sins and disobedient acts, is that they have an effect on the earth. They change the land, and there are types of corruption that stem from it, that affect the water, that affects the air, that affects the plants and the fruits and even places. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the meaning of it is, evil has appeared on land and sea because of what the hands of men have earned, that Allah may make them taste a part of that which they have done in order that they may return. Qala Mujahid rahimahullah, Mujahid, one of the kibar al-ulama, one of the major scholars from the tabi'un, he said, إِذَا وَلِيَ الظَّالِمُ سَعَى بِالظُّلْمِ وَالْفَسَادِ فَيُحْبِسُ اللَّهُ بِذَلِكَ الْقَطْرُ فَيَهْلِكُ الْحَرْثُ وَالنَّسْلُ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ. Mujahid, he said, that whenever an oppressor attains authority and he oppresses, Allah withholds the rain because of this, and the crops and the livestock die as a result. And then he recited that ayah, evil has appeared on land and sea because of what the hands of men have wrought. Then Mujahid said, Ama wallahi ma huwa bahrakum hadha walakin kullu qaryatin ala ma'in jarin fahuwa bahrun. By Allah, it is not only restricted to the sea, but it includes every village that has a river for that is its sea. Every village has a sea, meaning every river connected to every village is considered its sea, which is connected to this ayah for those who try to say that it only means the sea. Mujahid, rahimahullah, listen again. He says that when an evil oppressor, when an oppressor attains authority and he oppresses, Allah withholds the rain because of this. And the crops and the livestock die as a result. Die as a result of sin. Then Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, والظاهر والله أعلم أن الفساد المراد به الذنوب وموجباتها ويدل عليه قوله تعالى ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا فهذا حالنا وإنما أذاقنا الشيء اليسير من أعمالنا فلو أذاقنا كل أعمالنا لما ترك على ظهرها من دابة. What is apparent, and Allah knows best, is that evil in this context refers to sins and its consequences. And his statement that Allah may make them taste a part of that which they have done in order that they may return is indicative of this. The Shaykh says, فَهَذَا حَالُنَا. This is our condition. Whatever little we taste, however slight it may be that we taste, is from the consequences of our sins. For if it were to endure the consequences of our sins, if we were to endure, if we were able to endure the consequences of our sin, no one on the face of the planet Earth would be left. Not a living creature that walks on the face of the planet Earth will be left. That's why Allah said, لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. That He only lets us taste a portion of what we've done with our hands. He only lets us taste a portion of that which we've done. Because wallahi, sisters, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us taste every single thing that we've done, we would be destroyed, obliterated from the face of the planet Earth. And you should remember, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you to His obedience and direct you to that which is good and correct. You should remember that you don't even remember what you did just a week ago. You don't even remember what you did a month ago. You can't tell me right now, nor can I tell you, what color sock I had on a month ago on a Thursday last month. So how much more will be done of sins? أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah stored it up and they forgot it. Allah is going to call us to account and inform us of everything that we did. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. They forgot what Allah stored up. Remember when you did this? Remember when you did that? You forgot it. Sins change things. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he continues. He says, وَأَمَّا تَأْثِيرُ الذُّنُوبِ فِي الصُّورِ وَالْخَلْقِ فَقَدْ رَوِيَا فَقَدْ رَوَى التِّرْمِذِيُّ فِي جَامِعِهِ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ آدَمَ وَطُولُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ 60 ذِرَاعًا فَلَمْ يَزِلِ الْخَلْقُ يَنْقُصُ حَتَّى الْآنِ. This hadith is authentic, collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimahullah, he says, sins have a negative impact on the shape and sizes of the creation. For Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Allah created Adam, and his height was 60 cubits. 60 cubits tall. Not C-U-B-I-C, but C-U-B-I-T as in Thomas. 60 cubits. That's about a two-story building. that Adam used to be the size of maybe a 2 or 3 story building. Maybe taller than the masjid here in Germantown. Maybe taller than Masjid As-Sunnah Nabawiyyah here in Philadelphia. That Adam, alayhi salam, was taller than that, wallahu ta'ala a'lam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophet continues, فَلَمْ يَزِلِ الْخَلْقُ يَنْقُصُ حَتَّى الْآنِ. And the creation has not ceased to shrink in height until now. Meaning, because of sins. People became shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. So those basketball players who are 7'2" and 7'4" and 7'6", they are short in comparison to our father, the first prophet of Allah, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, because we used to be a certain height, and we will return to that height in Jannah. We will return to that height in Jannah, but because of sins, things change, even in their physical shape and structure. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the black stone that is embedded in the corner of the Kaaba, that we hope to touch, and we long to kiss, that it used to be white. It came from Al-Jannah. Before it was Al-Hajr al-Aswad. It was Al-Hajr al-Abyad. It was white. And it descended from Al-Jannah. And when it came down, it changed to black. The color actually changed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, min khataya ahli shirk, because of the sins of the people of polytheism. Because of the sins of the people. The physical stone was white, pure white, and it became black simply because of sins. Sins change the physical structure and even the color of things. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah, he said, when Allah is about to purify the earth from oppression and sins, يُخْرِجُ عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ النَّبِيِّهِ. He will raise and bring forth a righteous servant of his from one of the descendants of his prophet's house, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will fill the earth with justice, just as it was filled with oppression. On that day, the earth will be told to bring forth its fruit. This is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can find it, it's collected by Imam Muslim. You must believe in it. You must believe in it. You can't deny it. If you deny this hadith or any hadith that is authentic, then you are kafir. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained to us, as Ibn Qayyim is alluding to the hadith, on that day, the earth will be told to bring forth its fruit and its blessings will be restored. So much so that a group of people, لَيَأْكُلُونَ الرَّمَّانَ, they will be able to eat, a group of people will be able to eat from a pomegranate, from a Chinese apple, وَيَسْتَذِلُّونَ بِقَحْفِهَا, and they'll be able to take shade under the skin of that Chinese apple. Why? Is because it will become so large. This is not in Jannah, sisters. This is in the dunya we're talking about. It will become so large that people will be able to eat. A large group of people will be able to eat from a Chinese apple and sit under it, stand under it to take shade from the heat of the sun. And that people will be able to drink, a large group, a whole group of people will be able to drink from one camel that it will give so much milk that a whole group of people will be able to drink from it. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he said, a number of old men who live in the desert inform me that the fruits they used to eat were bigger than those that we have at present, and all of this is from the manifestations of the negative effects of sins. We're talking about sins, sisters. We're talking about sins and their punishments. Sins and their punishments. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is in a hadith that is collected by Imam al-Hakim in his Mustadrak, and Imam al-Nasa'i in his al-Kubra, Sunnah al-Kubra, and Imam ibn Khuzaymah, and Imam ibn Hibban, and Imam al-Tabarani in his Mu'jam al-Kabir, and Imam al-Bayhaqi in his al-Kubra, and Ibn Abi Asim in his book called al-Jihad, and al-Khara'iti in his book al-Masawi' al-Akhlaq, by way of Muawiyah ibn Salih and Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid ibn Jabir, from Salim ibn Amir, from Abu Umama al-Bahili, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa radahu. That the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard him say, بينما أنا نائم إذ أتاني رجلان فأخذوا بضبعي. When another narration, بضبعي فأتيا بيا جبلا وعرا. Once I was sleeping and two men came to me and thereupon grabbed me by my upper arm, meaning by my adl. The dhabr is the adl, that is the muscle between your elbow and your shoulder. The other narration, it says, two men grabbed me by both of my arms, both of the muscles of my arm. While I was sleeping, two men came to me and thereupon grabbed me by my upper arm and took me to a rugged, rough mountain. فَقَالَ لِي إِصْعَدْ. And they said to me, ascend, ascend. I said, إِنِّي لَا أُتِيقُ. I'm not able to ascend. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sleeping. Two men came to him. And when the Messenger of Allah sleeps, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his eyes are sleeping, but his heart is awake. As opposed to us, when we sleep, our eyes are sleeping and our hearts are sleeping. But when he, alayhi salatu wassalam, al-Mustafa, the chosen one, when he sleeps, his eyes are sleeping, but his heart is awake because he's receiving revelation. A prophet receives revelation by three ways. Either they speak directly to Allah, or an angel comes to them with a revelation, or while they're sleeping, the revelation, the wahi, comes straight to their hearts. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So while I was sleeping, two men came to me, and thereupon grabbed me by my upper arm, and took me to a rugged, rough mountain, and said, Is'ad, ascend, climb it, go up it. فَقُلْتُ إِنِّي لَا أُتِيقُ. He said, I'm not able. He said, I said, I'm not able. فَقَالَ. So the two men said, إِنَّا سَنُسَهِلُهُ لَكَ. We'll make it easy for you. We'll make it easy for you. فَصَعِدْتُ حَتَّى كُنْتُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَبَلِ. So, I thereupon ascended until I reached the Sawa' al-Jabal. And in the narration by Al-Khara'iti, it said, Sawad al-Jabal, which is the middle of the mountain, the normality of the mountain, the medium, midway point of the mountain. إِذَا أَنَا بِأَصْوَاتٍ شَدِيدَةٍ. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and behold, I was amongst intense, loud voices. We are talking about sins. Al-Zunub, the plural word for Zamb, has three letters. Zal, Noon, Ba. But it's a large word. Three letters. Aleph, Fa, Meme, Ithm. Three letters. But it's a large word. We're talking about the punishment. Al-Uqubat. The punishments.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا أَنَا بِأَصْوَاتٍ شَدِيدًا. He said, and behold, I was amongst intense, loud voices. قُلْتُ مَا هَذِهِ الْأَصْوَاتِ مَا هَذِهِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. He said, what are these sounds? What are these sounds? قَالُوا, the men said, هَذَا هُوَ عُوَاءِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. He said, this is the howling of the people of the hellfire. The howling of the people of the hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثُمَّ انْطَلَقَا بِيَا فَإِذَا بِقَوْمٍ مُعَلَّقِينَ بِعَرَاقِيبِهِمْ مُشَقَّقَةٌ أَشْقَاقُهُمْ مُشَقَّقَةُ أَشْدَاقُهُمْ تَسِيلُ أَشْدَاقُهُمْ دَمًا. Then I proceeded, they took me away, and behold, there was a people who were being hung by their araqib, being hung by their Achilles tendons, or by their hamstrings, being hung by their Achilles tendons. Can you imagine, sisters, this type of torture? Can you imagine being held upside down, hanging by your Achilles tendons, by your hamstring and your legs, the corner of their mouths ripped apart, having blood pouring forth from them? May Allah protect us from this punishment. Allah protect us from this punishment. Allah protect us from this punishment. I said, the Messenger of Allah said, فَقُلْتُ مَا هَؤُلَاءِ. Who are they? Who are these people? The two men said, قَالَ هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ يُفْتِرُونَ قَبْلَ تَحِلَّةَ صَوْمِهِمْ قَبْلَ تَحِلَّةَ صَوْمِهِمْ. He said, they said, these are the people who break their fast before it is permissible for them to break their fast. You take that thing lightly, don't you, sister? You just gotta put that burger in your mouth. You just gotta take that sip of water. When the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, male and female, were fasting, going across the desert from one city to another in the worship of Allah, when the companions, 120 degrees, 140 degrees, some of them were pregnant, having babies on the road, some of them were fasting, fighting in the battle of Badr, fighting in the battle of Uhud, fasting in the heat, 140 degrees, lifting up heavy swords, and you gotta break your fast, you got an air conditioner. You got an air conditioner, and you're gonna break your fast, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, I can't hang out. I can't handle it. الَّذِينَ يُفْتِرُونَ قَبْلَ تَحِيلَةِ صَوْمِهِمْ. The people who break their fast before the time they're supposed to break their fast, they will be the people who will be hanging by the Achilles tendons, by their hamstrings, and the corners of their mouths appropriately. Don't say Allah is unjust. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَعْدًا, Allah says. He's not unjust to any of His creatures. The corners of their mouths will be ripped apart, having blood pouring forth from them. The people who break their fast before the time is supposed to break their fast. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continued. He said, ثُمَّ انْطَلَقَ بِيَا. Then they took me a little further. They carried me off again. فَإِذَا بِقَوْمٍ أَشَدُّ شَيْءٍ انْتِفَاخًا وَأَنْتِنَةَ رِيحًا وَأَسْوَأَ مَنْظَرًا. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, they took me further. And I said, who are they? They took me further. And I said, who are they? Why is he asking who are they? He said, because I saw a people who had the worst swelling, the most putrid odor, and most horrible outward appearance. There were people who were of the worst swelling, blown up, swelled up to the farthest capacity, the most putrid, stenchful, rancid, terrible smell, and most horrible outward appearance. So I said, Min ha'ulai, qal, they said, after I said, who are they? Those two men said, ha'ulai zanun wa zawani. They are the adulterers and the adulteress. They are the adulterers and the adulteress. And in the narration of Al-Khura'iti, he said, كَأَنَّ رِيحَهُمْ الْمَرَاحِيدُ كَأَنَّ رِيحَهُمْ الْمَرَاحِيدُ. المراحيد is the plural word for those of you who are studying Arabic in Markaz al-Bayan or somewhere else. المراحيد is the plural of مرحاب. He said that their smells were like the scent of bathrooms, meaning the places where you urinate and defecate. The people who had the worst type of swelling, the worst odor, the most stenchful aroma, the most horrible outward appearances, that's their punishment. That's their punishment, sisters, for committing zina. Letting the man who doesn't belong between your four branches to lie between your four branches. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ثُمَّ انْطَلَقَ بِيَا فَإِذَا بِنِسَاءٍ تَنْهَشُ تُضِيَّهُنَّ الْحَيَّاتِ. So then they took me on, and I saw women whose breasts were being snapped at and bitten by snakes. Behold, there were women, تَنْهَشُ صُدِيَّهُنَّ الْحَيَّاتِ, whose breasts were being snapped at and bitten by snakes. فَقُلْتُ, so I said, مَا بَالُ هَؤُلَاءِ, so what's the case with these? What's the condition of these? What's the reason for their breasts being snapped at and bitten by snakes? فقال, so one of the men, of the two men said, هَؤُلَاءِ اللَّوَاتِ يَمْنَعْنَا أَوْلَادَهُنَّ الْبَانَهُنَّ. Those are the women who prevent their children from their breast milk. Those are the women who commit the sin of not breastfeeding their children, who had the milk that Allah provided for them with. That is the origin of it. It's from the sperm of their husbands. Because the breast milk is a direct product of their husband's semen. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ. And that's the reason why the men are sahibul leban, that they're the owners of the milk, not you. The man owns the milk in your breast, not you. How are you going to prevent your child from drinking that nutritious, beneficial drink from your breast? For those who have the ability, and give them Similac, give them Enfamil, give them chemicals, give them cow's milk. What's the punishment? The punishment is that you who do this, you will have your breast be snapped at and bitten by snakes. We can't even begin to tell you the benefits of breast milk. You're going to push your baby mouth away from your breast. Get out of here, I'm tired. Leave me alone, I want to sleep. Allahu Akbar. The one above the heavens, he feeds you. The one above the heavens, he gives you clothing. The one above the heavens, he woke you up this morning. And you're going to prevent that child, that precious Muslim, from that beneficial drink and give it Similac? La ilaha illa hu. There's nothing worthy of worship as a deity except him. ثُمَّ انْطَلَقَ بِيَا فَإِذَا أَنَا بِغِلْمَانْ يَلْعَبُونَ بَيْنَ النَّهْرَيْنِ فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ قَالَ هَؤُلَاءِ ذَرَارِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ ثُمَّ شَرَفَ لِيَ شَرْفٌ فَإِذَا أَنَا بِثَلَاثَةِ نَفَرْ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ خَمْرٍ لَهُمْ قُلْتُ مَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ قال هؤلاء جعفر بن أبي طالب وزيد بن حارثة وعبد الله بن رواحة. Then I proceeded, and behold, I was among some young boys playing between two rivers. I therefore said, Who are these? Meaning, who are these youths? One of the men said, They are the children of the believers. Then another high place was shown to me, and behold, I was amongst three people drinking from some non-intoxicating wine that they had. I therefore said, Who are these people? One of the two men said, They are Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. They are Zayd ibn Haritha, and they are Abdullah ibn Rawaha. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Then another high place was raised for me. Thumma sharafa li sharafun akhar. Fa'idha ana bi thalathati nafar. And behold, I was among three other people once again. And I said, Qultu min ha'ula'i. I said, Who are they? And in conclusion, in this noble hadith, that I pray to Allah has an effect on us and make us change our behavior. He said, one of the men said, when I said, Who are those three people? He said, Ibrahim wa Musa wa Isa alayhimus salam yantazirunaka. It is Ibrahim and Musa and Isa who are waiting for you. هذا بقدر الكفاية وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته